Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The first baseman, Jeff Reboulet. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kelly. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Reboulet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reboulet takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Reboulet moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Knobloch scores. Reboulet moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a line drive towards first. Reboulet reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Karkovice goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rabule hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-1 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ribule scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Jeff Ribule is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ribule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ribule strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips is walked intentionally. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Rebule catches it and steps on first to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Rich Becker pinch hits for Jeff Rebule. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hawking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Denny Hawking now playing first base. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. Dave Stevens now pitching. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Mike Milchin now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyle Mouton now playing right field. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hollins moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.